One thing I've noticed here in the COVID era is every day we're talking about death. You look at the TV, 200,000, 210,000, 220,000 deaths. We don't usually talk about death unless it's in a plane crash goes down and we think about the terrible death that happens, or we read about something, you know, where there's a famine somewhere and people are dying. That comes and goes, but now we're talking about death every day with COVID. The world has changed as far as that goes, hasn't it?
Our society is so hedonic, and I know there are people out there that may disagree with me, but we're so hedonic that everything is about pleasure and everything is about fun and having a good time. And so we truly avoid the subject of death. But I've told my students down at Wayne State for many years, I've said, you know, when you talk about grief and you don't talk about death, it's like coming in at halftime of a football game or intermission at a play. There's a whole lot that's gone on before you come in the second half or after intermission. Same thing is true with grief and death. If you come in and start talking about grief, you're missing a whole lot if you don't talk about death first. We need to have a conversation about death in America. We need to have death education. We need families to talk to their loved ones about estate planning and funeralization and preparing for a funeral, advanced directives, end-of-life decisions. All those things should be discussed as a part of death. And unfortunately, we haven't done it, but the positive side of COVID is it's forced us to talk about death.
And hasn't it really changed? We've talked about the Civil War when 800,000 people died and our country was much smaller back then. Back then, death was talked about more because there were no safety measures. Now, I think you're saying we imagine with this cure and this diet and this pill and this that and this spa that we can live forever. And we're just denying the fact that if we talk about death and understand what it is, maybe we can live our lives a little more realistically.
I think you're right. And in fact, I cite the example of when the schools begin to open up as they have right now, that many teachers, many instructors went and did their estate plan and their last will and testaments so they could go back into the school, recognizing that if I go back into the classroom, maybe I have some underlying health condition that if I get COVID, I will end up dying.
And to appreciate the role that death plays in the world can only help us appreciate life more. So it really isn't a negative. It's more so a realistic way to look at our lives.
I appreciate, Eli, you saying that, because life is the classroom and we are constantly learning with every experience in life, whether it be positive or negative. And COVID, to be quite honest, is just another experience in life. It's another hurdle that we're all trying to get over. And we're better. We gain strength when we fight through these obstacles and go over these hurdles and we find ways to resolve the conflicts in our life. It makes us better people.